let's talk about the committee. Mm-hmm. We know in the World Heritage Convention that they call for delegations to have natural heritage and cultural heritage experts on their delegations. Mm. At the same time, it is an international treaty, which of course you know because you're working in the law context. And over the time that you've been involved with the World Heritage Convention, how do you judge and assess that balance between the political dimension and the professional dimension? Has that changed over time?
Well, it fluctuates. But increasingly, if you look at the composition of some of the delegations, you find that sometimes some of them do not even have the experts. Increasingly, it's becoming more of a diplomatic representation. Those that are contributing most, if the truth be said, those that are contributing most are those who bring along their experts. And time it was, and this is why I'm proud of the fact that Zimbabwe, for example, has always insisted that they send experts from natural. Right now, we have the head of the Department of National Parks and Wildlife representing the natural component, and we have someone representing the cultural component, and that is the team. I mean, they are supported by the other team. At no time can I ever envisage, anyone drawn from, from the political or the diplomatic per se. So it's a factor of why certain things are not going right in my perspective. That balance, the intentions were very, very good, but I've heard it said now, it's just as political as it is supposed to be expected. But, believe you me, if you look at it, I think it's the increasingly the balance is being tilted in favor of the political rather than on the in favor of the expertise.
How could you turn that around?
It can be turned around if we look at what the convention itself says and strives to do. And it is my feeling that some people haven't even read that convention. It can be done. It's all in there. Stick by what the convention is saying. It's like any law. Any law, particularly international law, it's as effective as you want it to be. And I think this is the issue. Do we have the will to go back and say the convention is about this and this? But anything other than following that path of the following to this letter and spirit of the convention and its operational guidelines, anything short of that means we have a different formula. And that different formula is certainly not in the interest of the convention.